I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. President Obama will be in Birmingham this afternoon to talk about the economy. The president will be speaking at Lawson State Community College on consumer protection issues and the contrast between his vision for the American middle class and Republican efforts to undermine that vision. According to a White House press release, congressional Republicans are continuing to roll back progress toward a safer financial system and stronger economy, encouraging the types of abuses that led to the 2008 financial crisis. One achievement the president will be discussing is the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's an agency that's tasked with protecting American consumers from threats like abusive lenders or fraudulent debt collectors. He'll also describe how some congressmen are trying to keep the CFPB from doing its job. We'll have audio from Obama's speech tomorrow on Morning Edition. While the state's lawmakers are out of the Capitol until next week, one of the main topics still yet to be discussed this session is Medicaid expansion. Alabama is one of 19 states that opted out of the program, part of the Affordable Care Act. The program is designed to help low-income families and individuals afford health care instead of paying for medical expenses out of pocket. Republican Senator Cam Ward says this issue isn't really a legislative problem because Alabamians haven't voiced their opinions.
I just don't hear the clamoring from the voters. I mean, I get people time to time who want it, particularly a lot of mental health advocates who are going to have their benefits increase as a result of this. You're just not hearing people say, yes, I want to raise taxes to increase Medicaid. That's just not something you hear.
Ward adds that the state has bigger issues right now anyway, mainly the state's estimated $700 million budget shortfall. He's optimistic that the legislature will eventually pass a separate program rather than expanding Medicaid. Supporters of bicycle tourism in Alabama will be gathering in Montgomery today. The Alabama Bicycle Coalition and Montgomery Bike Club are co-hosting the state's first statewide bicycle summit. The event will talk about bicycle tourism, safety, bike-friendly road designs, and Alabama bike routes. Jamie Murnick is president of the Alabama Bicycle Coalition. She says that the development of tourism and recreation can help everybody.
We want to get some dialogue and synergy communication between tourism, the Alabama Department of Transportation, and the advocates locally to understand how they can work together and what kind of things would be important to work together on to enable cycling in our communities.
That inaugural summit will be today and tomorrow at the RSA Plaza in Montgomery. Now your forecast.
We'll reach the mid-70s this afternoon, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers and thunderstorms later today, primarily this evening and tonight. Then we'll go dry and cooler late tonight. Overnight lows down in the 40s. As for Friday and Saturday, areas north of Interstate 20 stay in the 50s all day, 60s to the south. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.